right across the USA every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. I am so excited tonight. We've got another killer lineup of guests and bringing you the most positive news and information in the country, as we do every Saturday for the past 23 years. Welcome aboard, David Essel in the box with you. David Essel Alive, broadcasting live out of Studio E in Los Angeles, California. So nice to have you with us here today. 1-800-548-8255 is the number. 1-800-548-8255 is the number. Just proud to be part of the iHeart Clear Channel Premier Radio Network. And again, here for you, our text number, 941-266-7676. Our text number is 941-266-7676. We're going to get to answering this question from one of our listeners, and then I'm going to pose the question. I'll tell you the guest for tonight, and then I'll answer the question. Very interesting. I feel happy inside when I hear that my ex-husband has either lost a girlfriend or is struggling with money. I watched your video on karma, which says that this is not the correct mindset to have. I'm not sure about that. I might actually disagree with you. Please explain. I would love to explain. I know. There's like this sick victory, isn't there, when we hear about a former lover or a husband or a wife who's no longer in our life when something has failed. And I'm going to tell you why that is not the way to go. 1-800-548-TALK, text number 941-266-7676. My guest tonight, Dr. Jack Singer. Amazing, just amazing what this guy does all over the world, a sports psychologist, a clinical psychologist. We're going to talk about mastering stress, but we're also going to talk about, and this topic is going to be with us a couple times tonight, we're going to get a sports psychologist opinion on the whole Michael Sam, the Missouri defensive tight end, who's going into the NFL draft, and he came out as gay. And we're going to talk to Dr. Jack about what does that sound like from a sports psychologist point of view? Is it a good idea, a bad idea? Should he have waited? What was the reason he came out so soon now, early, and said it prior to the draft? We'll get the sports psychologist ideas around that. Dr. Joe Gallenberger is with us talking about his book, Inner Vegas, How to Create Miracles, Abundance, and Health. And this is a guy that actually has done this stuff, this psychokinesis in Vegas, you know, like I want to say manipulating dice, controlling dice, that kind of stuff. Yeah, it's going to be fascinating. Keith Mitchell, the former NFL All-Pro linebacker, is back with us. And we're going to talk to him about what's it like now to have an openly gay football player about ready to enter the NFL. We're going to get Keith's opinion on that. And then David Kessler, co-author with Louise Hay of the book You Can Heal Your Heart, Finding Peace After a Breakup, a Divorce, or Death. You know, and when we talk about finding peace after the loss of something, it could also be the loss of a job. It could be the loss of a house. It could also be the loss of an addiction, which I'm going to talk to David about. So we just an amazing, amazing array of guests tonight. And I'm very excited to have all four of these experts with us. Getting back to the question, again, toll-free, 1-800-548-8255, and our text number is 941-266-7676. Karma. Okay, the question was, I feel happy when I hear my ex-husband has lost a girlfriend or is struggling with money, and the video on your video on karma says that this is not the correct mindset to have, and she was disagreeing with me on it. And let me tell you, first of all, when we work with individuals, we say never call them your ex-husband. Like, don't call them your ex-husband. Call them former. Ex has a really negative connotation. The definition of karma is this. Every thought, now this gets spooky, okay? So sit down, buckle up. Every thought, every word, every action goes out into the universe and returns in kind. That means every negative thought you have about your former husband, former wife, former girlfriend, former boyfriend goes out into the universe and returns in kind. So your negative thoughts about them, guess what? It's coming back. It might be today. It might be tomorrow. It might be in 6 months. We never know when, but it is absolutely coming back. So when we wish someone harm or we get excited about their failure, which is the same thing as wishing someone harm, there's the rebound effect. You might share with your girlfriend, oh, did you hear that my ex, now that we're going to start calling them former, right? My ex is just went through another divorce. And you know what? It serves her right, whoever the idiot was that married him, blah, 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 right? So we get into that mindset. And in that mindset, we're sending out that negative attitude, which means other people are going to be judging us. Other people are going to be wishing that we fail and hoping that we fail. And who the heck wants that? No one in their right mind, right? So the rebound effect is powerful. There's a twisted sense of power that we get. Now, it's totally illusional. It's not real. But when we gossip about someone, which is what this would be, if we're gossiping about someone, it's a twisted power. We feel more powerful. We feel more in control when in actuality, the opposite is true. It's a very short-lived high. To feel greater than someone else by putting them down is a very short-lived high. It never lasts. It never works. And eventually, we feel bad about ourselves because the only way we can feel validated and good is by putting someone else down. There's a negative cycle that occurs there. Here comes karma again. Every thought, word, and action goes out into the universe and returns in kind, right? So when we sit here and look at, I'm very excited when someone is failing, we've got to say, you know, I'm going to have to do the opposite. I'm going to have to actually at some point get to a place of praying for them that they be successful. But most people don't want to go there, right? Who wants to pray for, you know, your former partner or someone that you can't stand? Who wants to pray for them to be healthy? But really, that's the end result we're looking for. In the beginning, let's just get neutral. Let's forgive ourselves. Let's go ahead, get ourselves off this negative karma loop. And forgive ourselves for the actions, the thoughts, the behaviors, the gossip that we might have about someone in this situation, right? Someone that we know. Let's get off of that negative karma and let's get to neutral. Neutral would mean that, well, when I hear something that's happened about my former partner, I just say, I hope that they do okay. Then in the future, the long-term goal is to be able to say to ourselves, if no one else, I really hope my former partner makes it back with abundance. I hope they found the love of their lives. I hope that they make all the money they lost back and more. You know, we want that, right? We really, truly, that is pure good karma. Because karma doesn't care. Karma's karma. You can send out great, awesome ideas and thoughts, words, actions into the universe and receive the same in kind. Or you can send out negative ones. Karma doesn't care. Karma's karma. Whatever we think, say, and do, it's coming back, baby, regardless of what we want. 1-800-548-TALK. During the week, we receive a bunch of emails and texts from people asking for advice, asking for thoughts. And sometimes people say, you know, I've been writing, I've been texting in for the last 3 weeks. I never hear my question. And the one thing I'm going to say right now is please be patient. We can only get to so many per show. We're going to get to as many as we can right now. Of all the ones that are coming in, I mean, it is really, really quite amazing. This is one. We had one very similar to this last week, and it had to do with an 8-year-old. I think last week we talked about a 5-year-old or a 6-year-old. Here's an 8-year-old. Our 8-year-old daughter has become quite stubborn. And every month, the homeroom teacher says that she is picking it up at school, that she's reflecting the absolute actions of the kids around her, and we don't know what to do about it. Do you have any thoughts for discipline? Well, let me tell you this first of all. We cannot just blame school for when a young boy or a young girl starts acting out. There's a couple other things involved. Then the number one thing is going to be the home environment. And I know parents hate to hear me say that, but it's really true. If your son or daughter is acting out, if they're selfish, if they're stingy with their toys, if they, you know, all of that kind of stuff is a learned behavior from school. Now, it can be exacerbated by kids at school who do the same thing, but it's a learned behavior at home. They see someone in the family doing that type of activity, number one. Number two, now, it can get worse at school, and I'm going to tell you after this break how it gets worse at school. It can get worse at school when they start to see other kids doing the same thing. But do not blame the school system. Do not blame the kids at school. Parents, you got to look within, baby, and I'll tell you what to do after this message, okay? Wonderful to have you with us. Text us 941-266. 7676 and call us 1-800-548-TALK. You're tuned into America's Positive Radio Talk Show every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. More information at talkdavid.com. Stay right there.
Great clouds all over the hills, bringing darkness from above. you closed your eyes. Does it almost feel like night?
Never miss a week of inspiration by joining David Essel's Text Club right now. You can listen to David Essel live from anywhere in the world right on your smartphone if you text right now, Talk David, to 69302. Text Talk David, all one word, to 69302. And we're going to send you a link before the show starts every week so you can listen live all over the world to David Essel live. Get inspired right now by joining David Essel's Text Club. Text Talk David to 69302. Talk David to 69302.
Need toner? The Toner Kings sells all leading brands of toner cartridges to hundreds of businesses across the country and Fortune 500 companies like Lockheed Martin, American Red Cross, and Excellus Blue Cross, just to name a few. Just head online to thetonerkings.com. Order toner and save up to 60% off dealer pricing with their 100% guarantee. You can try a new cost-effective toner solution with no risk. Visit thetonerkings.com. Mention you heard this ad on XM Radio and get an additional 20% off your first toner order.
The new year is upon us, and it's time. Time to start living the life you've always dreamed of. I'm David Essel, XM radio host and author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, at TalkDavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus, and it's free at TalkDavid.com. You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at TalkDavid.com. For 21 years, positive talk radio equals David Essel alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific.
Have you ever wondered why you struggle with money, or why creating deep love is so challenging, or why losing weight and keeping it off is such a struggle? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. For 22 years, we have helped thousands of people figure out the why to their life challenges and then create a plan that leads to lifelong success. If you're ready, contact me at TalkDavid.com today. Our one-on-one sessions are so effective that you will absolutely create the life you desire. And programs begin as low as $100. One-on-one with me, David Essel, at TalkDavid.com. TalkDavid.com.
What do you really want out of life? What would make you really happy? I'm David Essel, author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, yours at TalkDavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus free at TalkDavid.com. You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at TalkDavid.com. For 21 years, positive talk radio equals David Essel alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific.
Life is short, and it's getting shorter every day. Are you finished procrastinating over your biggest goals in life? Would you like to finally make a lot more money or lose that extra fat to create more success and actually feel more successful? It's time to stop talking about goals and actually achieve them. Master Life Coach David Essel can help you accomplish your biggest goals in life. David is the one to help you right now. Let's change your life. Visit TalkDavid.com today. That's TalkDavid.com.
Would you like to learn the secrets of the most successful people in life to radically change your life and then help others do the same? Hi, I'm David Essel. Since 1996, we've been teaching people from all over the world how to become certified life coaches. These classes can be done in person or via teleconference from anywhere in the USA, and we even offer these life-changing courses via a one-on-one option. Our certification is so effective that it's the only one offered in the USA on a college campus. Visit lifecoachuniverse.com. That's lifecoachuniverse.com.
Let's face it, it's really hard to make major life changes by ourselves. How many times have we said that we're ready to make more money, stop procrastinating on our goals, get into shape, or maybe even go deeper on our spiritual path? Yet we woke up today, and again, nothing has changed. For 25 years, Master Life Coach David Essel has helped thousands of people accomplish their biggest goals. They finally transform their lives. Now it's your turn. Visit TalkDavid.com. Work one-on-one with Master Life Coach David Essel. TalkDavid.com.
Baby, you a song. You make me want to roll my windows down and cruise.
Hey, baby.
Yeah, when I first saw that bikini top on her, she's popping right out of the South Georgia water. Thought, oh, them long tan legs, couldn't help myself, so I walked up and said, well, baby.
You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at talkdavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Coast to coast every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific. And don't forget every interview that we've done for the past 3 years, every show we've done for the past 3 years is archived at our website, talkdavid.com. So when you're going through the week and you're wondering, what can I do to listen to pick myself up? Just go to talkdavid.com. You can listen to shows for the rest of your life. Getting back to the question, you know, it's so funny after I read this about the 8-year-old daughter who's been acting up at school and at home and what the teacher said. I just got text in about a 5-year-old and 11-year-old doing the same thing. So let's get to the bottom of it. Okay, all inappropriate behavior begins in the home. Every inappropriate behavior by your child begins in the home. Now, what I mean by that, it could be watching an older brother or younger brother. It could be next door neighbors. It could be if you're divorced, it could be what happens at dad's house, what happens at mom's house. But, you know, kids just aren't like these perfect angels and then go to school and become warped. Right. So it's just crazy. It just doesn't happen that way. Now, that doesn't mean they can't pick up bad behaviors at school, but that's not where it's happening. It's happening in the home. Trust me. Number one, the very first thing when a kid is acting out regularly, you got to ask, why is it that they do A, B, and C? And you can never accept an answer of, I don't know, mommy. I don't know, daddy. I'm not sure, mommy. I'm not sure, daddy. It's like that's not the answer. We have to actually continue to ask them, go from different angles. Why do you think your friend does this? Why do you think you do it? Why do you think so-and-so does it? Because it's inappropriate. So we sort of go ahead and we say to them, hey, you know, we've got to go ahead. We've got to talk about this, honey, or to our son, whatever it might be, and get to the bottom of it. If the acting out continues, there's got to be a timeout. You know, there's got to be a timeout. There's got to be a timeout where they can sit, they can cool down, maybe mom and dad can cool down, but we've got to be able to separate their behavior from just something we go, oh, you know, they're just going through their terrible fives, and then it's going to be sevens and eights and 11s and 16s. It, trust me, this is the way it works, right? When they have done something inappropriate, ask for them to repeat it. What is it that you did that was not correct? How did you not use good manners? In other words, get them to understand. You know, some parents will say, you know, say you're sorry to your sister, say you're sorry to daddy, say you're sorry to mommy, and they'll say, I'm sorry, but they won't be, there's no ownership. You've got to have them say you're sorry for taking that toy without asking, or for getting up from the table and leaving without asking, or whatever the manners are that they're struggling with, right? And if they can't think, and a lot of younger kids can't think what the answers are themselves, you've got to prompt them, but don't give them the answer. Prompt them with tons of questions. The last thing I'm going to say is this, is that the longer you allow a child to get away with this really cute little behavior that so many parents think is cute, the more difficult it is going to be to change it. And then if you see them acting out after going to Susie's house or Matt's house, then you're going to have to decrease the amount of time they spend at Susie or Matt's house, right? Think about it. 1-800-548-TALK. I watched your video on growth mindset. How does one get this in a business? I'm stuck as a small business owner, no growth for the last 4 years. So let me explain what that video says. And, you know, you can go to YouTube, Google my name, David Essel, and then put any topic after my name. We have about 500 YouTube videos on inspiration and education. And one of them was growth versus fixed mindset. So, okay. So the growth mindset is always striving, always learning, always asking for help, right? Like we're moving forward in life is the growth mindset. Is it when things are going well, we want to make them a little better. When things are stabilized, we want to do something new and plan down the road something new because we know stabilization doesn't last forever. In the fixed mindset, we have a tendency to either say, oh, you know, I can figure this out. I don't need someone else's help. Or, well, the reason why we're struggling with our business is because of the economy or the president or the competition or whatever. The fixed mindset says there's basically not much else I can do. I'm just going to have to wait this out until the economy turns around, which is business suicide. For 20-something years, we've been working with some very large business accounts and a ton of small business owners. And some of the small business owners are bringing in millions of dollars. So, you know, it's like, whoa, 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 whoa. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like, hey, they're bringing, what are they doing? They've all got a growth mindset. They've got a huge, huge, huge growth mindset, which means they're asking for help, which means they're striving to improve, which means they're growing, they're learning, right? That's what growth is. So if you want to get into a growth mindset, you can't rely on yourself anymore. You can't rely on yourself anymore. You've got to hire business coaches, business consultants, rock the boat, break the plateaus, but you're not going to ever do it on your own. I guarantee it. As a matter of fact, coming up next Sunday, February 23rd, we have this awesome 3-hour Financial Freedom Now workshop. Go to TalkDavid.com. You can join us from all over the USA via teleconference. TalkDavid.com. Financial Freedom Now. Yes, 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 yes. Join us. God, let's move it forward. And it's not the economy, stupid. Seriously, that's not what's holding you back. 1-800-548-8255. This just came in another video response. I just watched your video on crazy making. Is it a serious mental disorder or a learned behavior? What a great freaking question. So crazy making is when you've asked someone to do, and we're just going to talk about in romantic relationships. We've got about 2.5 minutes left here before we go to a quick break. Like you've asked your partner to do something 1,000 times and they say they will and they won't. Okay, that's crazy making. Your partner said that they're going to start doing A, B, C, and D and they don't. Your partner says, okay, you know what, I promise I'm not going to go out with Billy anymore because when Billy and I go out, we get drunk and I'm not going to do it, and they do it anyway. Okay, so that's crazy making. It's just like it doesn't make sense. It's insane, et cetera. So now the question is a great one. Could it be a mental disorder? Heck yes. It could be a response of bipolar disorder. Could be borderline personality disorder. And if you're unfamiliar with these two types of mental disorders, check them out. Google them, bipolar and borderline personality. One of the most difficult ones to diagnose is borderline personality disorder, and it's very challenging to treat, absolutely, unless the person is aware and conscious and is out of denial. Narcissism is another form of a mental disorder. We call it a mental disorder, personality disorder, that could create a ton of crazy making. So the first answer is yes, it could be a mental disorder. Number two is a learned. It could be a learned behavior from childhood, from their home life. They could have grown up in a world of crazy making where mom or dad or both. It could have been, you know, alcoholics. They could be drug addicts, food addicts. They could be power addicts, gossip addicts, codependents. So they learned that it's normal for people to say they're going to do one thing and do another, to promise the world and never follow through, to gossip incessantly about people, right? So it could be a learned childhood behavior, or it could be a learned adult behavior. Part of codependency is wanting to fit in, wanting to be accepted. So you could have been raised in a great family. You could have gone through college and been awesome, and then at some point felt the need to fit in and be accepted by your peers and started doing anything it took to be accepted, which could be a part of crazy making. A lot of addictions, people who are in active addictions, alcohol, food, drugs, et cetera, they're crazy makers all the time. So, yes, it can be, to answer your question, it can be a personality disorder, a mental disorder, or a learned behavior. But watch the video on YouTube on crazy making, because it will tell you how to get the hell out of it. Coming up, Dr. Jack Singer is back. We'll be talking about the first openly gay football player in the NFL, and we'll talk about that later on with Keith Mitchell as well. You're tuned in to America's positive radio talk show, TalkDavid.com. Stay right there.
Cured with some treatment and religion, man-made rewiring of a predisposition, playing God. Oh nah, here we go. America the brave still fears what we don't know. God loves all his children, it's somehow forgotten, but we paraphrase a book written 3,500 years ago.
Bye-bye,
I don't know.
Bye-bye. And I can't change, bye-bye, even if I tried, even if I wanted to.
You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at TalkDavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Positive talk radio coast to coast for the past 23 years. Nathan selected in the studio in Los Angeles here, selected this song because of the topic that's going to be on our show with Michael Sam, the defensive end from Missouri, going pro. He's going to be actually in the draft, coming up in the draft, and coming out as a gay man. We have coming up in a minute, Dr. Jack Singer, licensed clinical sports psychologist, selected by Fox Sports and ESPN. Whenever there's something hot and wild in the news, they go to him, just like David Essel Live does. Later on in the show, we've got Keith Mitchell, former NFL linebacker, all-pro linebacker, coming on to talk about this topic as well. And I wanted to get a sports psychologist opinion on this coming out, the timing of it, good, bad, indifferent, the effect on his draft position. I wanted to get Dr. Jack Singer's opinion. And then if we have time later on in this half hour, we're going to also go and talk about how you and I can handle stress the way the elite athletes do. So, Dr. Jack Singer, welcome back to the show.
David, it's a real pleasure to be back on your show. Excited. I remember the last interview we had was fabulous, and I'm anxious to do it again.
Yeah, absolutely. Me too, Dr. Jack. So this thing, Michael Sam, this big 6 foot, 250-pound linebacker from Missouri, like from your perspective as a clinical psychologist, a sports psychologist, why do you think he chose the timing before the draft to come out and to openly say he's a gay football player?
Well, I think there may be multiple reasons. One of them could be what recently happened with the Miami Dolphins and the incognito situation, where gayness, if you want to call it that, or one's sexual orientation was a big part of the harassment that went on there and started to get publicity. Now, he may have wanted to prevent all of that by coming out. I think that may be one thing. The other thing is, if I'm him, I'd want to play for a team that and a coach and a management that embraces me. So if I come out ahead of time, whoever drafts me knows all of the information, and I don't have to face those issues after I'm with the team.
Great points, Dr. Jack. The second one is crucial, isn't it?
It really is, because if it came out after, who knows what would have happened, and it could have affected him in his rookie year, like the gentleman who played for the Dolphins was affected in his rookie year and couldn't handle the harassment. So this way he comes out up front. Now, an interesting sidelight on this, as I see it, David, is if I'm a general manager looking to draft people and I'm considering him, there may be somewhat of a downside because I'm thinking of the media circus that's going to surround him all the time, maybe distracting from the football's progress and the football team's progress. However, think about it again. What kind of leadership, courage, and any other nice adjectives you want to say about Michael Sam, does this show that he did this? This is actually a leader, somebody who is very confident in his ability to speak for itself. This is the kind of man you want on your team. You want him to be a leader on your team. You want him to lead in the clubhouse. So I think it really speaks well for him all around.
Yeah. 1-800-548-TALK is the number, 1-800-548-TALK. Our text number, 941-266-7676, 941-266-7676. Dr. Jack, his team at Missouri found out it last August. He came out last August before the season started, and they rallied around him. And in all the reports that I've read, there has not been one negative thing said about his coach or from any of the players relevant to the fact that he came out. Like he came out before the season. They didn't make it publicly known, but all the players did. And then they went on to, I forget what, if they won the Cotton Bowl, I forget what bowl, but they won a major bowl, and his players did not revolt. And you would have thought that if it was going to create any kind of havoc, that someone would have leaked it. If the players didn't accept him, they would have leaked it at some point during the season. Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean, and what that really speaks to is the persona that Mr. Sam presents, and his football speaks for itself. You know, he was the SEC Player of the Year, which right. The SEC being probably the best conference, that really speaks volumes. So I think the maturity shown by his Missouri team and his teammates in knowing that, you know, this man helps us win games, and that's all that's important here, is what does he provide for the team. The other information is irrelevant. I think that's an excellent role model example for whatever NFL team winds up getting him.
If we're talking with Dr. Jack Singer, his website, DevelopTheMindsetOfAChampion.com, Develop the Mindset of a Champion. Dr. Jack, if Michael Sam came to you and he said, I want to work with you to prepare me mentally to go to the next level and play in the pros when everyone knows I'm an openly gay man, how would you work with him? What would you recommend to him?
I'd make sure, that's a really good question, David. I would make sure that his mind is clear and he sticks with his conviction because it's the correct conviction. So I would make sure he doesn't second guess himself. I would also prepare him to expect some uncomfortable situations. When people expect discomfort, it's easier to deal with than if it's a surprise. So I would tell him that there may not be every member of your football team who can understand this and accept it, and that's because of their ignorance or their lack of enlightenment. Part of your job is you're a beacon for everybody who comes after you. I'm sure there were many gay players who never announced that they were gay and played in the NFL, and nobody knew the difference. But you, like Jackie Robinson, will be a beacon for those who follow after you. So I would keep building up his confidence that what he's doing is the right thing and to stick to it. And interestingly, I was listening to what you were saying before you brought me on, and you were talking about goals. And you were talking about, you know, one of the marks of successful goal setting and accomplishment is that you break down the walls of resistance. Well, that's exactly what I'd be working with him on, is breaking down the walls of resistance where he may second-guess himself at times, or he may wonder if it was the smart thing because he's tired of the media. And I would prepare him for that in advance.
Yeah, and you know, and there's going to be, like you were talking about, there's some GMs and some teams that would be very open and welcoming to him. There's going to be some teams that would not be open and welcome to him. And the same thing with, like assuming that he's drafted, assuming he's going to play and make a team, there's going to be several stadiums that could be very unkind to him. How would you prepare a gay athlete to go into a stadium full of fans that are harassing him? How do you deal with that?
Well, this happens to football players all the time. They don't have to announce they're gay to have fans harassing them. I mean, you have rabid fans who take the game so seriously that they can't wait for Sunday. And, you know, they take all of their pent-up aggression and everything else, that frustration that builds up during the week, and they're going to express it during that game. So if you're part of the enemy, and you get close enough where, you know, you can hear them, they will let you know about it. And so I don't think that it's going to be any worse than it would be if he plays in an opposing team's ballpark. But I would tell him to recognize that the more they try to get on him, the more it's an expression of his success as a football player. Because if he didn't succeed as a football player, they wouldn't even bother with him. But they're going to be upset because here's a guy who's breaking down a stereotype of what gay men are like, and some people just can't handle that, but they're going to start realizing that it's in fact true.
Yeah. You know, a year ago, I think almost exactly a year ago, Jason Collins, the NBA center, came out as gay. But what was interesting, Dr. Jack, is he never went back. After he came out as gay, I don't think he's retired, but he hasn't played again, and I found that fascinating.
Yeah, I don't really know what that means. I don't know the reason that he hasn't played again. So, you know, it'd be hard to speculate that. I don't know what happened there.
No. I would think that there's two things that would happen when a gay athlete comes out, especially when they're still playing. Is number one, there's got to be huge relief that they're not hiding anything, correct? Like, that's got to be massively good.
Yeah, it is. But on his part, there's a double-edged sword, because apparently his father is not really accepting of this. And his father is looking at this as, look what this does to me and what people are going to say to me, rather than thinking his son is going to feel relief now.
Wow, I did not hear that. That's interesting. Dr. Jack Singer is my guest, sports psychologist, clinical psychologist, often called upon by other media outlets like Fox Sports, ESPN, and David Essel Alive. And we're going to be back with Dr. Jack after these messages. We're going to now go into the whole concept of dealing with stress in life, like Michael Sam will be. How do the top athletes do it? How can you and I learn from them so when we hit stressful circumstances, we can excel in life? Dr. Jack Singer, my guest. David Essel in the box with you. Our website, talkdavid.com. Stay right there. want out of life? What would make you really happy? I'm David Essel, author of the new free book, The Power of Focus, yours at TalkDavid.com. We're giving away 1 million copies of The Power of Focus free at TalkDavid.com. You deserve your desires. Get your free book, The Power of Focus, today at TalkDavid.com. For 21 years, positive talk radio equals David Essel alive. Listen on XM 168 every Saturday, 6 to 9 Eastern, 3 to 6 Pacific.
Office machines and toner are a fact of life in every business. But why pay high dealer prices for your toner cartridges? Call the Toner Kings. They sell all toner cartridges for up to 60% less. The Toner Kings have been in business for over 18 years, and they offer free shipping and a 100% quality guarantee on every purchase. So head online to thetonerkings.com. That's thetonerkings.com. Mention you heard this ad on XM Radio and get an additional 20% off your first toner order.
Never miss a week of inspiration by joining David Essel's Text Club right now. You can listen to David Essel live from anywhere in the world right on your smartphone if you text right now, Talk David, to 69302. Text Talk David, all one word, to 69302. And we're going to send you a link before the show starts every week so you can listen live all over the world to David Essel live. Get inspired right now by joining David Essel's Text Club. Text Talk David to 69302. Talk David to 69302.
Have you ever wondered why you struggle with money, or why creating deep love is so challenging, or why losing weight and keeping it off is such a struggle? Hi, I'm iHeartRadio host and author David Essel. For 22 years, we have helped thousands of people figure out the why to their life challenges and then create a plan that leads to lifelong success. If you're ready, contact me at TalkDavid.com today. Our one-on-one sessions are so effective that you will absolutely create the life you desire. And programs begin as low as $100. One-on-one with me, David Essel, at TalkDavid.com.
Every man knows the importance of accomplishing goals regarding money, sex, fitness, and career. So which of these areas would you love to really excel at? Making more money, enhancing your sex life, getting a lean, strong body, or a better career? Master Life Coach David Essel has helped millions of men create the life of their dreams, and he's ready to do the same for you. Work with David one-on-one from anywhere in the USA. Right now, visit TalkDavid.com. You deserve what you desire. That's TalkDavid.com.
A dependency on alcohol, food, drugs, spending, or sex can destroy our attitude, motivation, and our relationships. If you're tired of the struggle with any dependency or addiction, today is the day to get focused on your healing. I'm David Essel, XM radio host, author, and master life coach. For over 20 years, we have helped people quickly release dependencies that have held them back for years. Freedom awaits. If you desire freedom, contact me now at TalkDavid.com. I'm personally in recovery for several addictions, and life free of these is amazing. Let's do it together. You're never alone in our proven programs. Today, make it happen at TalkDavid.com. Money can't buy happiness, but it surely makes the ride much easier. I'm David Essel, author and master life coach. If you're frustrated over money or earning less than you desire, contact me now at TalkDavid.com. In our one-on-one programs, we'll help you to focus and create a plan to make the money you deserve and desire. And all of our programs are 100% guaranteed. Let go of the stress over money through our proven programs at TalkDavid.com. Today, decide to live life differently, and we'll help you to do it. Everything's at TalkDavid.com. That's TalkDavid.com.
Do you often feel like you've hit a dead end in life? Like no matter what you do, the challenges just keep coming back over and over again? Well, maybe it's time you read the inspirational book, Rockstar, Finding God's Purpose for Your Life. Rockstar, David Essel's sixth top-selling book, is a powerful parable that will give you the inspirational tools and strength needed to finally bring your life to a whole new level. Order Rockstar by David Essel for only $7.95 at Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com today. The powerful book, offering a positive lift in our ever-challenging world.
It started with a whisper. Tell me I know it. And that was when I kissed her. And then she made my lips hurt. I could hear the chit chat. Take me to your love shack. Mama's always got a back track. When everybody talks back.
You're tuned in to David Essel Live, America's positive radio show. Like us on Facebook and listen to hundreds of inspirational archive shows at talkdavid.com. Now here's your host, Mr. Motivation, David Essel.
Yeah, so what do the top athletes do when they're in a stressful situation in their meet, in their match, in their game? Like, what techniques do they use in order to help them keep their composure, keep their focus? We're with Dr. Jack Singer, licensed clinical psychologist, sports psychologist. And we're going to talk to him about that right now for the rest of our interview, about these techniques. What specific techniques do people use? And Dr. Jack, go ahead and share with us. What do you think? You're working with an athlete, and it could be a tennis player or a basketball player. The match, the game is heated. There's seconds left. What is it? What techniques do you teach athletes in order to keep their cool and composure under duress?
Well, it's a wonderful question, and it involves a lot of different facets depending on issues that the athlete may bring to me that he or she has had problems with. But you have a book called The Power of Focus, and focus,
yes,
and concentration is one of the most important aspects of championship performance. Now, what happens when an athlete loses focus? They go through a spell where they don't play well, and then they're upset about that, and then it feeds on itself. So there's a simple formula that I share with all athletes, and this is not only for athletes, but it's for celebrities, it's for actors, it's for CEOs, anybody who's involved in any kind of performance. Your performance always equals your talent and your motivation minus distractions. Now, the distractions are mainly internal thoughts, your self-talk. Those are the things that can distract from your talent showing in your performance. So, for example, any event that takes place in a person's life, whether it's an athletic event, whether it's getting up and taking an audition, whatever the case may be, events are neutral. They do not cause stress or any other emotion for that matter. What does cause stress is thinking about that event in some kind of negative or worrisome way. And guess what? People can have control over how they're going to think about things. So we can actually prevent and eliminate stress once we take charge of our internal dialogue. That's the main focus of what I teach to athletes in particular, is how to understand the patterns of thinking that have taken place when you're in this potentially stressful scenario, and how you can change it from stress-producing thinking to calm-producing thinking.
Dr. Jack, would you have them practice outside of an event environment, like with visualizations or with affirmations? Take us through how you would prepare them, because once they're in the match, once it's there, it's a little too late to be practicing. So what would you do ahead of time with them?
Well, I teach all of my athletes self-hypnosis. It's a powerful, powerful tool. I've been trained in it. I'm certified in clinical and sport hypnotherapy, and I make recordings for all of my athletes, which will encompass visualization, will encompass imagining what could happen and how you're going to deal with it, so they're fully prepared for that ahead of time. They're listening to their recordings, whereas other athletes may be listening to music to calm them down or get them pumped up before an event. My athletes are listening to hypnotic recordings, putting them in a zone where their focus is like a laser beam and distractions won't take place.
And how could this be utilized by business people, small business owners?
Oh, everybody could use this. I teach this to CEOs and everyone in my professional speaking capacity. Many times I'm hired for groups that have nothing to do with athletics, but I teach them all how to develop the mindset of a champion. But business people, anybody can actually learn very easily to put themselves in a hypnotic state with positive affirmations, powerful visualizations, to focus them in and get them zoned into what they do. Example, as you may know, the number one fear that people feel is standing up in front of a group and speaking.
Right.
And again, that particular fear, that is an event that doesn't cause anything. What causes the stress and the fear is saying to yourself, when I get up there, what if I forget what I'm supposed to say? Or if it's an audition, what if I forget my lines? Or you're in a play. What, anything with the what if to stem is always followed by something negative. So I call what if the two worst words put together in the English language. So I prepare people to eliminate certain phrases from their vocabulary, like I hope I can, what if I can't, I should have done this. Those are danger phrases that always lead to negative thinking. So again, I teach people how to stop those thoughts once they recognize them. And I actually have, and you're looking for examples, so I will give your audience an example of a five-step mental toughness routine that I teach to all of my athletes and to all of my executives and CEOs. Would
Absolutely.
You like to hear
Go
it?
Go ahead. Yeah, I'd love it. Love it.
Okay. All right. Well, mental toughness is, you know, the mark of a champion is to be able to bounce back after a setback, because everybody has setbacks. Everybody in life has unpredictable challenges that come their way. How you deal with them and how you bounce back is the difference between the champion and the good athlete, for example. So we know setbacks are going to take place. What can you do in a mentally tough way to bounce back? So I teach everybody a system to practice on a daily basis, and especially before their match or their event or their game. It only takes about 5 minutes each time you practice it, and your subconscious mind starts learning this. So step one in this mental toughness routine is to stop negative thinking dead in its tracks when you recognize it. And as soon as you start saying to yourself, you know, people say, you know, rarely go more than 11 seconds without saying something to themselves. And a large percentage of what they say to themselves, David, is negative. So we need to get a hold of these negative thoughts. So I tell people to wear a rubber band. It's actually a number 64 rubber band, which you can buy in any office store. The kind that the mail comes in, kind of a fat, thick rubber band, but stretches. And if they're in the car or wherever, if they start thinking negatively, as soon as they recognize it, step one is snap the rubber band. And at the same time you're snapping it, you say to yourself, stop this silly thinking right here. Now, because habits are hard to break, you may have to keep snapping away, but eventually your subconscious mind will not want to feel that pain of the snap, and it'll stop the thought as soon as you get it. Okay, so that's step one. Once you've successfully accomplished that, step two is to
Just so you know, Dr. Jack, I hate to interrupt you. We have about a minute left, so just to give you a heads up on time.
Okay, well, you do some deep breathing in through your nose to the count of four, hold it for four, then exhale to the count of seven. That relaxes the entire body. The third step is to replace the thought with a positive thought that makes more sense. The fourth step is to say something wonderful about you that you normally don't say because you're modest, but the most wonderful thing you can say, and then you anchor it with another deep breathing. The whole thing takes 5 minutes and helps you stop negative thinking dead in its tracks.
And for people listening right now that are not into athletics, as Dr. Jack said earlier, this technique, this the rubber band, utilizing the cancel, the breath, the positive affirmation, the whole thing just takes a few minutes. And that can be utilized for people that have a fear of speaking in public, or you have a fear of some type of an appointment that you're going into, a sales appointment, whatever it might be.
Absolutely.
It can use for all of this.
I teach this to salespeople all over the country.
I bet you do. It's powerful, powerful. The website for Dr. Jack Singer, DevelopTheMindsetOfAChampion.com, DevelopTheMindsetOfAChampion.com. Go there to get extra tips, to find out more about all the programs that Dr. Jack offers in order to take your career and or your sport to the next level. Dr. Jack, always great to have you on board with us. Thank you.
It's my pleasure, David, anytime.
Good. We'll do it again. Dr. Jack Singer. Coming up in a couple minutes, we're going to be talking about inner Vegas, how to access techniques inside your mind to be able to create the abundance that you're looking for in life. You're tuned into America's Positive Radio Talk Show, David Essel Live. Don't forget, for your friends that miss us live, all of these shows are archived at TalkDavid.com. And coming up in a week, our Financial Freedom Now workshop, only $27, TalkDavid.com. I'm David Essel. Stay there. We'll be right back.